Hi, this is Michael Senoff. Thanks for checking out this part of the telemarketing training. This is me actually cold calling on leads that I bought from Information USA for businesses in the range that Richard suggests in the San Diego area. I went on to Information USA, called them, and I ordered, I think I got about 3,000 leads in my San Diego area, and I just started calling on them from the very top of the list, and I went for 1 hour straight. My goal was to seek out and find and identify people who are interested in increasing their business. But it was exactly 1 hour of calling. Some of the numbers were disconnected. Some of the times people weren't there. Some of the times I left messages. Notice my version, a very short introduction. Mainly the script went like this. Hi, this is Michael Senoff here in San Diego. I'm a marketing consultant. In 2 minutes on the phone right now, I can give you 2 ideas that will grow your business without you having to spend money on advertising. Would you like to know what they are? Very short, sweet. This was my version to see how it worked. I think it worked pretty effectively. And although through an hour of calling, I did secure one interested party to do an appointment, which I'm going to be confirming later in the week, but you'll notice that I did find someone who had a high level of interest. Now, let me tell you, you doing this, I think it would be good training for you to do this yourself. It is brutal work. It's very difficult and very draining. But the whole idea is you're not going to be doing it. You want to hire a telemarketer to do this. And I would recommend, if you do find someone on Elance who's willing to do 1 or 2 hours of calls like this for you each day or 3 days a week or 4 days a week, I think you can line yourself up 5 to 6 to 7 appointments every week. Out of those 5 to 6 to 7 appointments, when you take someone through an opportunity analysis, there's no reason why you can't close 1 or 2 of those as marketing consulting clients. The idea is to let other telemarketers do this process for you. Now, I wanted to give you a realistic expectation of what it's like pounding the phones cold. And I'll tell you, this is the hard way to do it if you absolutely have no other people to call on. And I will be doing another recording where you will hear me calling on contacts of mine, warm people, people who know me or have some association with me, doing the same thing. I'll position it a little bit different, and you will see the vast difference in success. But you'll want to use this recording as training for your telemarketer. So if you find someone on Elance, you will download the MP3, and you can send them the MP3 for them to listen to this 1 hour training. Tell them that that is their first requirement, is to listen to this training so they know what they can expect. I hope this is enlightening, and certainly over each hour should provide at least one interested prospect. That's if you're calling cold, and doesn't take a lot of hours to start lining up appointments. But I wanted to do it for you in real life, in real tell it like it is fashion. So enjoy.
Trinity.
Hi, it's Javier, please.
I'm sorry, you have the wrong number.
Oh, thank you.
You have reached the law office of Bernard. Is available to speak with you at this time. Please leave your name, phone number, and a message, and we will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hi, Bernard. This is Michael Senoff here in San Diego. I'm a marketing consultant. If you got a couple minutes on the phone and you call me back, I can give you a few ideas that will grow your business without you having to spend a penny more on advertising. If you'd like to know what it is, you can reach me at 858-274-7851. Okay, I just want to interrupt here. Here is when that attorney, after the message you heard me leave for this attorney, here is the callback. I have my calls forwarded to Sarah. Now, I've given you the service up on the tools section of the HMA site, but you can have someone take your calls for you so you don't miss them, but you'll see how effective that message is. I get 2 calls out of this calling session of people who are interested to know the 2 things, ways they can grow their business without advertising. So in this next clip here, this is the attorney calling back.
Michael Senoff's office, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi, is Mike there?
No, he's not available at the moment. Can I take a message?
Yes, this is Mr. Lafer, L-A, F as in Frank, E-R.
Uh-huh.
Bernard Lafer. I'm an attorney. I'm returning his call.
Okay, and is there a number he can call you back at?
It's 19-298-19. However, I'm going to be out of the office until about 4 o'clock.
Before? Okay, and are you on East Coast time, West Coast?
California time.
All right, I will let him know.
The number you have reached is not in service.
Country Club Apartments.
Hi, this is Country Club Apartments.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, is Peter in?
No, he's not. May I take a message?
It's Mike Senoff. Do you know when I can reach him?
I'm sorry, who's this?
Michael Senoff,
Mike.
Here in San Diego.
Senoff. Is this regarding?
It's regarding marketing. Is he the one who handles all the marketing?
Yes, he does.
He is, yeah.
Yeah, he won't be in probably till Wednesday.
Okay. Does he have voicemail?
You can call them and give you a number. It's 951-302-9130.
And leave a voicemail?
Yes.
Okay, what is your name?
This is Mary.
Okay, so you're an assistant, right?
Manager, property manager for 10 years.
Thank you, Mary.
Long.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, I'm going to show you how I turn that into a referral. Mary told me to give him a call. Then it becomes a warm call.
Hello?
Hi, I was leaving a message for Peter.
Oh, I'll get him for you. Hold on just a second.
Oh, thank you.
Hello?
Hi, Peter.
Yes?
Mary, I just talked to Mary. I was expecting to get a voicemail. I was going to leave a message for you. This is Michael Senoff. I'm here in San Diego. I'm a marketing consultant. In about 2 minutes on the phone right now, I think I can give you 3 ideas that will grow your business without you having to spend any more money on advertising.
Okay.
Would you like to know what they are?
Sure.
Okay. I would have to just ask you a couple questions, though, just so I can give you the best ones. Let me ask you, you've got Country Club Lane Apartments. How many units do you have there?
91.
91 units, and that's your only apartment building?
No, I have some more.
Okay. How many total units with all your apartment buildings? Ballpark.
Ballpark. Probably 105 or so.
Okay, and how's your occupancy right now? How many are empty?
Well, we get usually about an average 2 to 3 turnovers a month. But as soon as we have some, you know, ready people moving in, there's actually a waiting list.
There is a waiting list.
Yeah.
So you're pretty full right now.
Yeah.
What's the biggest frustration right now with your business renting in the apartments? So, I mean, if I can grow your business, but you're almost at full capacity,
yeah,
can you grow any more?
My biggest frustration is slab leaks we have periodically with the plumbing.
Oh, you've got plumbing problems.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you've got full occupancy, what's the average rent right now for your apartments?
Well, we have studio, 1, 2, and 1, 3 bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And they range anywhere from $675 to $990.
Mm-hmm. Now, when's the last time you had an increase in the rent?
I increase my rent every year. You know, if somebody's in 1 year, he gets an increase.
Okay. So it is going up every year.
Well, every month there are some people who get a rent raise.
So,
if the tenant is in 1 year, I raise the rent.
Are you spending money on advertising right now?
No.
Not at all.
Don't have to.
Okay, so you really can't grow anymore, can you?
No. Add more units, no, I can't grow.
Unless you invest more units. Well, let me ask you this. I can show you other ways. Even though you can't grow, there are other hidden assets in your apartment business that you may not be thinking of. Let me throw one idea at you. Do you provide any kind of housekeeping or cleaning services? Like many of your apartment owners, I'm sure, have housekeepers who come in and clean, correct?
No, I have my own maintenance crew.
You have your own maintenance crew? Now, that's for cleaning the facility, but what about as an add-on service doing, you know, if someone wants their place cleaned, they would pay an outside service like mini-maids to come in and clean the place?
I don't have that kind of clientele.
You don't have that kind of clientele? So you have a lower-end clientele?
Yeah.
What are there any other services that your apartment renters are using that you could work a deal out with another provider? Since you've already got the customers and you're and they're living there, have you ever thought about doing a joint venture with another service to add additional income on other services other than just the rent?
Like what?
Carpet cleaning.
We do our own carpet cleaning.
Do they pay for it?
People don't clean their carpet. And if they want to clean it, you know, then my maintenance people go in and clean the carpet.
They'll go in and do it. So well, let me ask you this. What else, when someone rents an apartment from you, what else do they spend money on when they move in? What about moving services? Who, if they need to move their furniture, who do they, have you ever considered moving services or storage when people need to leave the place to put things in storage? You see, anything that an apartment renter would buy or use when they come in, that's something you can leverage and earn additional income on if you just set up a simple relationship with a provider. So, for instance, let's say anyone who's moving out, you know when someone's going to be leaving, right? Because they give you their notice, correct? When they go to the office and talk to Mary, you can simply ask them, you can have a simple questionnaire and say, will you be needing a storage area on your move? Will you be needing some assistance in moving your furniture when you move? And if they said yes, you could have a relationship with a mover and a storage place where if you refer them over the business, which would be a natural thing since you're going to be the first one to know that they're going to need these services, you can arrange them to have you pay you a small percentage for the referral.
Yeah, that might come up once in a while.
All I'm saying is there's other ways to leverage your business and earn income since you already have the most important thing, and that's the customer. But anyway, really my assistance is most beneficial for people who really want to grow, but it sounds like your capacity is pretty filled up. So I don't know of how much use I can be for you unless you have any other specific problems or frustrations that I can answer for you right now on the phone. What else is a huge headache?
No, that's utility bills.
The utility bills?
Gosh, you know, they have gone basically through the roof.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm aware that some apartment complex actually prorate the water expenses and bill the tenants separately.
Right, I understand. Do you have any other additional businesses besides this?
Well, no, in the rental, no, not in the rental.
That's it. Okay. Well, I hope I've been some help. I appreciate you taking the time on the phone with me. Is there anyone else who you know has a business that is really hurting or struggling, whether it's a retail business, a restaurant, a service business, that is not at capacity like you are, who would be willing to get some free advice on how to grow?
No, I couldn't think of somebody.
Okay. Well, Peter, thank you very much for your time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Earhart Nursery. Please leave your message or your fax at the tone.
Hi, Earhart. This is Michael Sinoff here in San Diego. I am a marketing consultant. If you can give me a call back in 2 minutes, I can give you two ideas that will grow your business without you having to spend a penny more on advertising. If you'd like to know what they are, I can be reached at 858-274-7851. You can leave your name and number with my assistant, Sarah, and I will call you right back. I'm most likely going to be on the other line.
Welcome to Flow and Level Control. You may press 0 at any time during this message to reach the operator.
You can hear they're pretty savvy. At least they have an on-hold message here. Usually I don't want to hold on the phone too long because there's so many other people to call. And it's a big time waster, but we'll give them another minute here.
Hey, Tank, may I help you?
I was on hold for John Jackson, please.
Okay, he didn't answer the page, sir.
Oh, he did not. Okay. All right, well, I will call back.
Isla Distribution.
Hi, is this Luna?
Hello?
Hi, is this Luna?
Which one you want to talk to?
The boss, the big boss.
He's with a customer right now. Can I help you?
Okay. Is this his son?
Yes.
Hi, my name's Michael Sinoff. I know you're in the fabric manufacturers, right?
Real manufacturer. We just sell wholesale.
Yeah, you sell wholesale. Well, look, what is your name?
Jesus.
I think I may have talked to you, but I'm not sure. I'm a marketing consultant here in San Diego, and in 2 minutes on the phone right now, I can give you two ideas that will grow your business without you having to spend more money on advertising. Would you like to know what they are?
So I'm kind of busy also.
You are? So,
yeah. Well, he's helping out my customer. I have another one here in front of me.
Okay. Well, if you'd like to know what they are, I'd be willing to call you back if you're interested. Whatever's convenient for you.
I'm calling back. Maybe speak to Ignacio because I'm going to be leaving right now.
Okay.
As soon as I'm done here.
Would you tell him that I called?
Okay, I'll let him know.
Okay, I'll call back. Is he with a customer right now?
Yes.
So call him back about 15 minutes?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
Here's an attorney with a display ad. Hi, Mr. Lennon, please.
Who's calling?
Michael Sinoff, calling from San Diego.
Okay, and what's this in regards to?
It's his advertisement I saw.
His advertisement that you saw?
The display ad in the yellow pages. Okay, this is Mike interrupting again. I want to note that when you get your leads from this Information USA, they give you a whole bunch of information. So I have this database called up on my computer, and I'm looking at the owner's name. I'm looking at how many years he's been in business. I've got a credit rating score, so I know if he pays his bills. I know how long he's been advertising in the yellow pages. I know how large his ad is. So I looked over to notice that he's got a display ad in the yellow pages, because that's part of the record when you order these leads. So I was calling about his ad. I had that information, and that's how I positioned this. So I just wanted to interject on that.
Okay, so you're interested in talking to him about
his ad, yeah.
About having attorney services for you, or?
Well, it's about his ad. It's kind of embarrassing, but I'm a marketing consultant,
mm-hmm.
and I was looking at his ad, and I think I've got a couple things that can get him more calls instead of the way it's laid out, and I just wanted to run it by him, see if he thought it was a good idea.
Okay, let me see if he's available.
Yeah, if he's not busy.
Hold on, just a moment.
Sir, if you'd like to give me a proposal in writing, I would be happy to receive it.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you. Thank you. I could mail that in to you. Sure, yeah.
Great.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Marina Mobile Village.
Hey, is this Keith?
This is Ralph.
Oh, hey, Ralph. Is Keith around?
No, he isn't.
Okay. Are you his partner?
No.
Okay. Is there a better time I can get him, or?
Oh, hold on a second. I'll give you Charlotte here. Maybe she can let you know.
Okay, this is his wife.
Hello.
Hi, I was calling for Keith. Is this Charlotte?
Yes.
Hey, Charlotte, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Who's this?
My name's Mike Sinoff. I'm here in San Diego. Charlotte, I'm a marketing consultant.
Uh-huh.
In 2 minutes, right now over the phone, I can give you two ideas that will grow your little business there without you spending more money on advertising.
Oh, well, this is a mobile home park club, and we are full.
Oh, you're full?
Oh, yeah.
So you can't even grow?
Nope. We can't. The only way we can grow is if we have mobile homes built two-story.
Whoa. Hey, is anyone doing that?
Yes, we are.
You're really building two-story mobile homes?
We're going to have two-story mobile homes, yes.
That is the coolest.
They're coming up north.
That is the coolest idea. So
it is. That's the only way we can grow.
Do you know anybody who's really hurting a business, whether it's a retail or a service business, that needs to grow their business but just isn't that, you know, doesn't have the skill or is too busy working in it at all?
I don't know. I could give you Coastal down the street.
Yeah.
See what they're doing.
What, is he a mobile home guy?
They have RVs and stuff.
Yeah, do you know the guy?
Yeah.
So what's his name?
Oh, it's Martha. She's the manager there.
And she knows you, Charlotte, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and
okay.
I'll just...
And her number would be area code 619-260612.
Are they doing a good business or you're not sure?
I'm not sure.
So just talk to Martha.
Right.
All right, thanks, Charlotte.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye-bye.
Hi,
is this Martha?
Yes.
Hey, Martha, I just got off the phone with Charlotte up the street over at Marina Mobile.
Yes.
She suggested I give you a call, and the reason is my name is Michael Sinoff. I am a marketing consultant, and in about 2 minutes, right over the phone, I can give you 3 ideas that'll grow your business without you having to spend more money on advertising. Would you like to know what they are?
Well, actually, I'm not the authorized person to approve any of the telemarketing. This is my management company.
Oh, who's that person?
That's Radlow Gittens Management.
Okay. So, who's the owner over there?
Actually, there's about 5 or 6 owners of this park. So, cool. You know, the one that makes our decision is my management company.
Oh, it's a management. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you anyway. Bye.
Okay, fine.
Is Jeffrey in, please?
Yes, may I ask his call?
My name's Michael Sinoff. I'm a marketing consultant here in San Diego. Well, I can just give him a call back.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Hello?
Hey, is this Charlie? This next call is with a guy named Charlie. Now, when you're making your calls or when your telemarketers are making your calls, you're always going to get people like this, people who are going to discourage you. This is the type of call that could really get you discouraged, but I want to tell you, ignore it. Just keep moving on and have fun with it. This is part of the job. You're always going to get people like this playing around with you. This guy really was not serious, but it's pretty funny anyway. So enjoy.
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie. My name is Michael Sinoff. I'm a marketing consultant here in San Diego, and in about 1 minute on the phone right now, I can give you 2 ideas that will grow your little auto leasing business without you having to spend more money on advertising. Would you like to know what it is?
Oh, my, yes. I just can't wait.
Well, first, can I ask you 2 or 3 questions?
Well, now you're changing the story. But, yeah, you can ask 2 or 3 questions.
Okay. Are you selling used cars only, or are you selling or leasing? Because I'm not exactly clear.
Well, I have in the past been doing both.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. What's the biggest frustration right now in your business, and does your business have room to grow, or are you at capacity?
Well, the biggest frustration I have is I have to work.
Okay. Other than having to work, what's your biggest frustration as far as the business?
I don't have any.
Do you have room to grow your business?
Well, everybody's got room to grow.
Are you spending money on advertising?
Very little.
Very little. Do you have repeat purchases, or are they mainly a one-time?
Practically all of them is repeat. And now you said 2 or 3 questions. You're way beyond that.
Okay. Well, I guess if I was to say the one thing that could grow your business would be to keep in touch with your customers more often using direct mail.
Really?
Yeah. So if you looked at all your customers and said, well, why are they doing business with you? And you were able to can that and clone it and put it into a simple letter and mail out to those similar potential prospects, you've just duplicated your sales pitch.
Similar potential.
Similar prospects.
Yeah, well, now where am I going to get these similar prospects?
Well, you would identify, well, who's doing business with you now? So I'd ask you, who's using your business? Who are your customers?
Hey, beans does business with me. Beans, you know, human beans.
Yeah. So where do they come from?
Well, hell, they come from all over, man.
Ooh, are they just walking in cold? How do you get them?
Well, hey, I thought you had all the answers.
Well, I do have all the answers, but the questions are the answers. If I can't determine what you're doing right now, I can't duplicate it.
I see. Well, anyway, thank you very much for your marketing efforts, because you was going to tell me about what I could do, how I could do all this, and I haven't heard anything yet, so I have other things to do, so I'll talk to the next marketer. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling Action West Vending. I'm sorry, we are either away from our desk or out of the office and are unable to...
This is Dave.
Hey, Dave, this is Mike Sinoff. I just called on your other number, and I got the mobile here. I'm a marketing consultant here in San Diego, and right now I can give you a couple ideas that I think could grow your business without you spending more money on advertising. That's for your roofing business. And I wanted to see if you had a couple minutes to discuss it.
You know, I pretty much deal with a certain clientele base, and I can't afford too much business because I work 8 hours a day as a state inspector.
Right, okay.
The state building inspector.
I'm with you, all right.
So part of it is that I've had that business first, and I'm holding on to it, but I'm not trying to blow it up too big.
Yeah.
I want to be able to handle what I got.
No, I understand. You're pretty much at capacity, and you really don't have too much room really to grow right now.
I don't. This other gig is a better gig, and it's permanent.
All right, that's fine. Hey, I just wanted to touch base with you, and no problem. Good luck with everything.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Oh, Kane Dutch Marine.
Hey, is this Nigel?
Nigel,
my name is Michael Sinoff. I'm a marketing consultant here in San Diego. And in a couple minutes over the phone, I think I can give you a couple ideas that can grow your business without you having to spend more money on the advertising.
Not really interested, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Hi,
is this Javier?
Yes.
Javier, my name is Mike Sinoff. I'm here in San Diego. I'm a marketing consultant. Javier, in a couple minutes, I think I can give you a couple ways that can grow your business without you having to spend more money on advertising. Would you like to know what they are?
No, thank you very much.
Thank you. Hey, George, my name is Michael Sinoff. I'm here in San Diego. I am a marketing consultant. I know you're a computer consultant. In a couple minutes, if you got some time, you give me a call back. I think I got a couple ideas and ways you can grow your computer and software consulting business. I can be reached at 858-274-7851. Thanks a lot.
Good morning.
Hi, is this Fred?
Yes.
Hey, Fred. My name is Michael Sinoff. You're in the used car business, right? Aztec?
Yes.
Listen, I'm a marketing consultant here in San Diego. In a couple minutes, if you have right now over the phone, I think I can give you a couple ideas.
Right now, I'm in a meeting.
You're in a meeting. Okay.
Give me a call after.
A little later today? Thank you.
Big deal. Big and tall. This is Dennis.
Hey, Dennis. Is George around today?
No, he's off today. He'll be here tomorrow.
He's the big boss, right?
Yeah.
Are you his partner?
No, actually, Hans the tailor.
Okay, thanks.
He's the one you want to talk to.
Bruno Velas?
Hey, is Richard around, please?
He's not in at the moment. He doesn't get into office. Would you like to leave a message?
Yeah, does he have voicemail?
No, he doesn't.
I'll call back. Thank you.
Hi, you have reached the voicemail of Camelot. Please leave your name and number, and someone will call you back as soon as possible. Thank you for calling, and have a nice day.
Hi, I was calling for Ernest. Ernest, my name is Michael Sinoff. I'm a marketing consultant right here in San Diego. And if you got a couple minutes, I've got a couple ideas that I believe can grow your management consulting business. I can be reached at 858-274-7851. That's 858-274-7851.
Hello, you've reached the office of Rick Customer Sales. We're not able to answer your call right now. Please leave a message and we will get back to you as soon as possible. This is also our fax number. Thank you very much.
Hi, Richard. My name is Michael Sinoff. I am a marketing consultant here in San Diego. If you have a couple minutes and give me a call back, I've got a couple ideas I'd like to go over with you that can help grow your business without you having to spend any more money on advertising. If you'd like to know what they are, I can be reached at 858-274-7851. Okay, finally, here's the call with my qualified lead. You just never know when it, where it's going to come from. That's why you just have to keep calling. You hear it all the time. This is a numbers game. But here's my qualified lead with a guy named Dave, and you'll see how this plays out.
This is Richard.
Hey, Richard. I was calling for Mark Hunter.
Yeah, who's calling?
Yeah, this is Michael Senoff out in San Diego.
Okay, and can I ask who you're with?
Sure. I'm a marketing consultant here, and I wanted to talk to him about a couple ways, a couple ideas I think that can grow his little computer software business.
Well, maybe you could talk to me. I'm the boss.
Okay. Well, I'm a marketing consultant right here, and yeah. I've been extensively trained in growing businesses. I like to work with service businesses that have a lot of hidden marketing assets in the business. Anyway, I can ask you a couple questions. I don't know how business is. Do you have capacity to grow?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you mainly doing? Selling software?
No, we're a CD-ROM and DVD-ROM, a DVD duplicator.
Oh, you are. Okay. And how much capacity do you have to handle duplication?
We can turn around about 20,000 pieces a day.
And what are you at right now?
A lot less.
A lot less. And are you leasing the equipment or you own it?
No, we own it.
Where are you getting most of your customers right now? Are you doing advertising?
We exhibit at trade shows. We're a member of a national association. We're on the internet. Don't really use a website very much.
Uh-huh. You're not doing any keyword placement, keyword search engine optimization or anything like that?
No, not at all.
Okay. But any other than the trade show in the association, how else are you getting your business?
That's it. We have a small yellow page listing. I would say that, I mean, we've been picked up by a bunch of search engines, but we don't really even have a website.
You don't. So
no.
How do you know you're being picked up?
Because people will tell us that they read about us in a Google search or something of that kind.
Are you internet savvy? Do you know how to put a website up?
I'm internet savvy, but I've never built a website, no.
Is it just a factor of time or that you don't have the skill?
Yes, but I don't have the skill.
Okay. If I could do something for you like that, get a website up and start optimizing some of the people who are already looking for CD-ROM duplication here in San Diego, and that was able to bring you some business, would that be something you're interested in?
Yeah, it would be, but I'm curious, how did you find out about us to begin with?
I found about you. I got a list of potential prospects that I call on, and this is one way that I generate my business. I'm looking for people, businesses who want to grow, or who are in pain. Basically, and I still practice consulting right here in San Diego, and that's why I'm calling. Now I know I kind of caught you off guard because I'm calling you cold. If you'd like,
offsite right now.
Yeah,
go ahead.
If you'd like, we can set up about a call. I have a system of questions that I can take you through, and what I'll tell you I can do, Mark, I can uncover a tremendous amount of assets sitting in your business. We can do it over the phone. It's very systematic, and I'll ask you the questions. You answer them the best you can, and I will show you where the money is. I'll show you where you're leaving money on the table. And then after that talk, if you agree that you want to use me for some of these services, for example, the internet service, we can talk more about it. But there's no obligation. I'll just take you through this call. I can record it and provide you a recording. So whether you do business with me now or even after, you can have my ideas for you to use, whether you use me or not.
That sounds good. I tell you what, right now I'm busy. I'm off-site, actually.
No, that's fine.
I don't know if you can hear the wind in the background.
I do. We can set it up any time that's good for you. Take about 20 to 30 minutes on the phone.
If you call me back later in the week, Thursday or Friday in the morning, let's see if we can do something then.
You got it. At this number?
Yeah.
You got it. I'll call you then.
All right.
Discover Baja. This is Maite. How can I help you?
Hi there. Is Hugh around?
Hugh hasn't come in.
All right. I can call back. Or does he got voicemail?
Me.
You are. Okay. Let me call back. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hi. Is this Eddie? Eddie, my name is Michael Senoff. I'm calling here from San Diego. I'm a marketing consultant, and if you got a couple minutes right on the phone, I think I got a couple ideas that can help you grow your business without you spending any more money on advertising.
I don't spend money on advertising, no.
Do you have a capacity to grow your business, or are you filled up right now?
Really, I'm filled up. I really, if you're familiar with the San Diego area and the way that it is to try to locate skilled labor, you can't grow.
Yeah. Oh, you can't. No. So what's your main thing? You do what's a forklift service? What do you guys do?
We repair forklifts.
You're repairing. And that's your sole business there?
Yeah.
Okay. So the biggest frustration is what for you?
Labor.
You can't get labor to help you repair?
Right.
Really? Oh, well. So how's business? Bad or good or what?
That's fair.
That's fair. Okay. Well, let me, you know, you must be very good at what you do, I'm sure. How many years you've been doing this?
Oh, I've been doing it for myself since 90, but I've been doing it since 63.
Yeah. Are there a lot of places out all through the Southern California that repair forklifts, or are you pretty exclusive?
No, there's quite a few.
There are. Let me ask you this. You're good at what you do. I'm very good at what I do in growing a business. Unfortunately, you don't have the capacity because you can't get the labor. Do you have any buddies in business or anyone you know who's struggling right now? I mean, whether it's retail, service business, someone who's working a lot of hours, they want to grow, but they just don't have the expertise or they're too busy in the business, that I could call and give them some wonderful ideas.
I really don't know of anybody.
You don't. All right. Thanks for your time.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hi, is this Joe?
Yes.
Hey, Joe, you guys do your wholesale a bicycle?
No, we do painting.
You paint, like custom bikes?
Yes.
Motorcycles or regular bikes?
Bicycle.
Just bicycle.
Lightweight.
Okay. Well, Joe, I'm a marketing consultant here in San Diego, and I'm looking for a few businesses in this area who have the capacity to grow, and I can show them how to do it without actually having to spend more money on advertising. Do you have a capacity to grow your business?
Yeah, but I don't advertise. It just comes in word of mouth, and I've got all I can handle.
You do, so you really can't grow too much.
Maybe not. The hardest part is finding good help.
Really? Yeah, that's what I just heard from someone else. Are you a small business, or are you doing...
Yeah, it's just me and a couple other guys.
Okay. All right, interesting. All right, well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye.
Good morning, Jessica Booth. How may I help you?
It's Michael around.
Yes, just one moment, please.
Thanks. Is Juan there?
No, he's not here at this moment.
Okay, I'll call back. Thank you.
All right.
Question.
Yeah, hi. Is Monty there?
Who?
Is it Mr. Silverman?
No, there's nobody here. But
this is you. I'm sorry. No, I meant Robert. Robert.
Robert.
Yeah.
Robert who?
Mansour. Isn't he the boss?
How can I help you?
My name is Mike Senoff. I'm a marketing consultant here in San Diego, and I've got a couple ways that I think I can grow your little retail store without you having to spend more money on advertising. Would you like to know what they are?
Actually, no. I appreciate that.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Thank you for calling Wholesale Flowers. If you know the party's extension, you may dial it.
Good morning, Wholesale Flowers.
Hi, is Joe around?
Joe's actually on vacation right now.
All right, I'll give him a call back in a few days.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Not here right now, but please leave a message and we'll call you back really soon. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Hello, ACP.
Hey, is it John?
This is Dave.
Hey, Dave. Are you John's partner?
Yeah.
Okay. Dave, my name's Mike Senoff. I'm a marketing consultant right here in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a couple ideas, if you've got a couple minutes, that I think I can grow your appliance business without you having to spend more money on advertising.
Okay.
I'd have to ask you a couple questions, though, because I'm not exactly familiar with exactly if you're retailing or just wholesaling. Which one? What are you guys
We're
doing?
A rental company.
Okay, so you're just renting.
Rental.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you have the capacity to grow?
Yeah, a little bit.
What do you mean by a little bit?
Well, we have inventory on hand that's ready to go out the door.
Yeah. Now, what capacity are you at? I mean, if I was able to grow your business 40%, is that going to bog you down, meaning you'd have to invest in more equipment?
Probably it would, yeah. I would have to hire some more workers.
Is that something you'd be ready to do, you guys?
No, not with the workers' comp the way it is and everything else. It just doesn't balance out real good yet.
So you're pretty content where you are?
Pretty much. I could grow probably by about another 10%, and I'd be happy.
No, that's not too hard. How do you get your customers right now?
Just Yellow Pages ads, and just that's our main thing, and then just going soliciting apartment complexes.
Okay. I'm going to go grab my Yellow Pages. What section are you under, if I was to look?
We're under appliances.
appliances. Do you have a full...
The subheading renting major.
All right, you want to hold the phone? Let me grab it.
Okay.
Hold it. How long have you been advertising in Yellow Pages?
At least 20 years.
So it's your main source of calls.
Right.
Okay, I'm in appliances. You got a full page?
No, it's just a little ad, about like a, what do they call it, a little column.
Just a column. All right, appliances under what section?
For renting and leasing.
Do you have your Yellow Pager right there?
Yeah, sure do.
Go grab it real quick. This will be a good exercise, okay?
Alrighty, let me take a look. I don't have a whole lot of time here.
That's fine. I'm
going to... got a lot of stuff to do.
I understand. Most people are too busy working in the business.
Yeah. We've got appliances. We're under refrigeration. We're under... Okay, I'm on page 58. And we just have a red listing on that one.
There you are. Okay. ASAP.
Yeah, refrigerators. And then we're also under... refrigeration.
What's the biggest pain in the ass about this business?
The biggest thing is not too much of a... Well, just 2% of our customers like to run off with the appliances, and I guess that's about it.
So what happens when someone calls in, they're ready to rent?
Usually, yeah. They got a pretty good idea that they're going to rent because they don't have a washer and dryer there, and they don't want to go to the laundromat. So.
Yeah. Now, is it a competitive business? Do you have other people?
Yeah.
It is.
We sure do.
People shop on price mainly?
Yeah.
Do you deliver when they rent?
Yes, we do.
Why do people do business with you rather than other renters? What do you offer that someone else doesn't?
Not quicker service.
How much quicker?
We can get one out within an hour.
In an hour, you can get it out there.
Yep.
Do they have to sign leasing agreements?
2 month lease.
2 month lease. That's it. What do other ones require you to sign?
Other companies will usually do a credit check. That usually takes the longest time because that's what stops them from delivering for at least 2 or 3 days.
But do you do a credit check?
No, we don't require anything but cash upon delivery, and we're out there within an hour.
Now, when people call, do you tell them that?
Yes.
They know right away?
I bet.
Uh-huh.
That's the advantage.
Those are some good advantages. Yeah. How come you don't have those all that stuff in your ad?
I don't know why we don't. Because we change things around, too, depending on, maybe 1 week we're selling things or renting things, I should say, free delivery or stuff like that. Every week we change it around, so there's a lot of things we don't want to put in the ad. We can just make a phone call, then we can deal with them individually.
Is your clientele mainly lower income?
Well, mostly, but then also, we decided to just come down from a penthouse suite downtown this morning where we took a rental out of there because the stainless steel refrigerator busted on her twice now.
Right.
Brand new.
How much money is it in? How much profit is there in this business for you? What's the average time a person's going to rent from for?
Average, usually about 6 months.
And so what do you put in your pocket after all your expenses and everything?
Oh, probably $1,000.
$1,000 a customer?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm. We got some customers been renting us. We've got 15 years we've got people that have rented appliances from us just because they don't want to worry about the thing breaking down. We take care of the breakdowns, no charge, as long as your rent's up to date. So.
Mm-hmm. So do you realize if that number was accurate, if you're going to put in your pocket $1,000 from each customer, do you realize you could spend $900 to get a customer and still come out on top?
Yeah, I suppose so.
And that's called the lifetime value of a customer. And that's really important that your competitors have no doubt about. Would it make sense to spend $100 on getting a customer that you can make $1,000?
I guess that would make sense.
Well, look, if you've got the capacity to grow...
We'll be spending just about that right now.
You think you're spending that?
I spend a lot of money on Yellow Page ads, and then I'll run newspaper ads here and there.
All right, let's talk about...
Even my time of going to apartment complexes and soliciting, that's an expense.
How much are you spending on newspaper ads?
Well, about $1,500 a month.
And do you track the results?
We sometimes we do. Sometimes.
But really, you have no idea if they're paying for themselves.
I suppose we sit down every once in a while and we check it out, yeah.
But when someone calls, do you say, how did you get our name?
Yeah, we do that every once in a while.
Consistently?
Not consistently.
Okay, so you really don't know.
We run, we'll run a phone and see where
it's... And what are you running, classifieds?
Right now, the only thing we're doing, say, for instance, this month of March, we're just in the Yellow Pages. So we don't take a poll because where else they get, otherwise it's word of the mouth. Leaving stickers from former customers' places or an apartment complex. And we can tell whether it comes from an apartment complex because they're referred by somebody.
Okay. So what percentage do you think of your business is referrals?
I would say 10%.
Do you actively ask for referrals?
What do you mean?
Do you have a referral system? Meaning, when you get a customer, do you ever go back to that customer and say, look, you've been renting us from us for some time. Mm-hmm. Do you know anyone in your complex or in your area who may like to use our services?
Yeah, we do that.
Consistently?
Yeah, because every time we're at an apartment complex like that, we swing by the office or roughly do door hangers.
So you're doing door hangers as well?
Mm-hmm.
How much are you spending on door hangers?
Last time I think we got, I'd have to look it up. I really don't know.
Are they effective?
Not really. That's probably the least effective way to advertise.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, that's probably negative. That's why we don't do it anymore, because these are people making at it.
Okay, you're spending a lot of money on advertising. Newspaper classifieds, door hangers, yellow page advertising. Now, I'm going to show you right now where the money is in your business, okay? You can increase the response of any of these advertising methods, whether it's your classified ad in the newspaper, whether it's in the yellow page, whether it's in the door hanger, by what you say in the ad. In some cases, you can increase the response of an ad with just the headline of an ad up to 1,000%. And that's without spending any additional money. It's just changing the appeal of the ad. When I asked you why people do business with you, and you gave me some of these compelling reasons, that's the message they need to hear first. Maybe rather than, I don't know what you have on your newspaper ad or door hanger, I'd have to look into that either more.
Right.
But if you're willing to take 15 minutes over the phone with me and let me get into your business.
No, I'm not. Why don't you send me something in the mail and I got to go.
Okay, talk to you later.
Address?
Honestly, I don't do anything by the mail when we can't do it over the phone.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, bye.
Call anyway.
Yeah. Well, that was the end of about an hour of calling. I did take away about 15 minutes of on-hold time and unnecessary ringing so we could speed you through the recording. But you'll notice I talked to all kinds of people. Most people were very willing to talk about their business. They at least gave me a chance to talk. But it's a numbers game, you know. I hope this is a realistic expectation of what you can expect when you're calling cold. And as again, I want to reiterate, calling cold is going to be as hard as it gets. Once you establish a few clients, then you should be able to build your business just based on referral. But notice a few things what I did. If I ever was able to talk to somebody who could refer me, I could instantly establish a referral. You notice with the lady with the mobile home park, she gave me a referral, and I used that name to my advantage, and the lady was much more open to talking. The one guy at about 28 minutes into the recording was very interested, and I'll be calling him back later in the week, and I think that's going to result in an opportunity analysis. But keep in mind, that was just 1 hour of calling in the morning. Imagine if I called for 3 hours, and I will do additional calls to show you how the numbers play out. But I hope this has been helpful. I hope this gives you a good idea of what you can expect, hitting the phones, calling cold, and it certainly is stimulating and keeps you on your toes. And anyway, we'll continue and do some more soon.
To review, message deleted. Thank you for calling.